And there's a tour week Wednesday night and we have Cup.
Rashchudas to everyone. Rashchudas is a very special day, very unique to Klal Yisrael, and the Sforim tell us that really defines what Klal Yisrael is all about. The Goyim, they count, they work with the sound which is constant, and we, the first mitzvah to you really, the first mitzvah, Chudas Zerachem, is to Mekadosh the Chudas. We have a new Chodesh, we work with the cycle of the Levona. And I think the day of Rosh Chodesh is a bit underestimated. We don't really treat it in the right way. There's, we'll see, Be'ez Hashem will talk out a few halachas, maybe lesser known halachas, and protim, minhogim, which give a bit of more cover and a bit of more gefil what Rosh Chodesh is. It's a day of kapora, as we say in Dublin. So let's begin with the din of Laharavos Besuda. This is a siman, a Shulchan Aruch, siman Tov Yud Tes. Mitzvah Laharavos Besuda Rosh Chodesh. The mitzvah to be marbe in Besuda Rosh Chodesh. So the makor of this din, the Torah brings a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi discusses that when Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, or when Purim falls on Shabbos, you should make the suda on Sunday rather than on Friday. So Torah says, if you see that Yerushalmi puts together the suda Rosh Chodesh and the suda of Purim, you see it has a cheshivas like suda's Purim. The Mishnah brings a pesikta, very interesting pesikta. This is also a similar Gemara bait. So the Medrash tells us, Kol mezaynoso shel adam ksuvin noim Rosh Hashanah ad Rosh Hashanah. A person is decreed exactly how much money he will get from year to year, from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. Chutz mimasha moitzi b'shabosos v'yamim tovim v'Rosh Chodesh v'chol hamoed. Besides for the money that he spends on the Suda Shabbos Yontov Rosh Chodesh and Chol hamoed, that goes on a different cheshbon. That's not on the regular cheshbon of what's k'suvim mi shana l'shana. So the Beis Yosef says, the Gemara in Beitzah brings Shabbos Yontov, doesn't say Rosh Chodesh, says the Beis Yosef, because the Gemara, the Babli, is including Rosh Chodesh in Yontov. It doesn't mean there's a machlokes here. So you see, this is a very, very choshev inyan to have the suda on Rosh Chodesh. At the kach, it has a separate cheshbon. Agav, just as a side, the Medrash carries on, the Mishpura brings, there's another thing that it doesn't come off the cheshbon of the regular panosa that's decreed on a person, and that is Mashe Tinoikus Malichin Reis Rabbon. Well, the Tinoikus bring on Malichin Reis Rabbon. And the Bach explains that means there was a minhag that the children would come on Rosh Chodesh, would give the rebbes a little envelope, a tip, the chvod Rosh Chodesh, and the Bach says ein levatel haminhag. So maybe we should reintroduce that minhag that the rebbeim, the melamdim, they should get something, a tip on Rosh Chodesh. But upon him, going back to the inyan of Sudas Rosh Chodesh, we see over here that it is something which is a person is not taken into account, the regular panos of a person. Now we know that the halacha is that if a person says does wash on Rosh Chodesh and he forgets Yale V'Yovoy, he doesn't have to repeat. That's the Mavuah and Siman Kuf Peches. And the klal over there is the Shulchan Aruch, the Pasuk Mamazvi, is because something that suda that you're not chayiv to eat, even though you volunteer to eat, but if you did eat, but you're not chayav to by missing out. Yale v'yavoy, if you miss out, you say it's not ma'akev. Why? Because you didn't have to eat in the first place. So that's klar then, if so, that you don't have to wash a suda's pas. When we talk about suda's Rosh Chodesh, we obviously don't mean that you have to wash, because that's reflected in the halacha of yale v'yavoy. But upon him says the Mishnah Berurah, you should add something to the suda. That means in the weekday, add an extra dish, an extra side. Or if it's on Shabbos, add something extra to the Shabbos meal, something that's nikkur, that you're doing something l'chvod Rosh Chodesh. That's what he brings from the Magen Avraham. And kolamar bareizim mishubach, there were Rishonim who said that one should take a wash the kechila, not a chiyuv. Other Rishonim, Kadmoin, the Kolbo says, have boss of a yayin. So whatever it is, but a person should try and bring a gefil into the day, attack a show, the covered which is to this day of Rosh Chodesh, by having something extra. What children have Rosh Chodesh treat, it's not stammer inyan, it's a halach and shulchan aruch, to show extra covered to the day of Rosh Chodesh more than the regular weekday. Yes, very good question. So the Mishnah Berurah says it's enough if you have just by yom, you don't have to have by night as well.
So,
sorry? Night Purim, that's right, the Mishnah does it through to that. There is also a minhag which is not brought down in the Mishnah Berurah, which the brought down from the minhag Hagro and other pasuk can bring the Seder Shiris Avodah says that a person should have a special beged or something, some item of clothing that he's miyuchad for Rosh Chodesh, has maybe a special tie, the gaon is brought down, he would wear a special hat on Rosh Chodesh. This is also in yonim to show kavod Rosh Chodesh, not to let the day go by, just stamazoi, to give it an appreciation of the chashivas of the day. There is another halacha of issur malacha on Rosh Chodesh. Now this is a very interesting thing. The Gemara tells us in a few places in Shas, in the Shabbos, the Chavdar, the Gira, the Fitches, that Rosh Chodesh isn't a day of Issa Malacha. It's not like Chol HaMoed, it's not like Yontov and Shabbos. On the other hand, the Gemara says in Megillah, Daf Chof Beis, the Gemara discusses how many aliyahs you give on different days of Kriyas HaTorah, and the Gemara says that on the day where there isn't Bittul Malacha, that means on a day where people are not working anyway, we can afford to add the extra aliyah. Don't have to be choshes that we're keeping people behind back from work. And the Gemara says, Rosh Chodesh. The Gemara says that one of the days that, and we know we have four aliyahs on Rosh Chodesh, because there's no bittul malacha on Rosh Chodesh because people are not working anyway. So all the Rosh Chodesh ask, what's going on? There's a stira between different Gemaras. Is it a day of Issa Malacha? Is it a day of which is mutter to do malacha? So there's various mahalchim that are showing him how to miyashu this year. Rashi and Tosas there in Megillah, Rashi and Tosas learn that it's an issur malacha, but not an issur malacha kol kach. Why? Because it's only an issur malacha for noshim and not for anoshim. It's an issur malacha for women and not for men. And this is understood al pi a medrash, a pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, which the Torah brings in Siman Tov Yud Zayin, and it says that at the time of the Egel, the men wanted to take the jewelry from their wives to be able to give to donate to the Egel, and the woman refused. And the feast lay rots and nosim nitin is mem le baleim b'maisa Egel, and the kach nosim HaKadosh Baruch Hu schor, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave them the schash, yum ha-shamru yisra shechadoshim yoysim ha-noshim. They've got a special unique yontuf. The ladies have a unique day of Rosh Chodesh, so they are shomer it more than anoshim. And I'll be that, it's understood, the stira in the Gemara, says Rashi, says Tosfos, that on one hand the men can do melacha, but on the other hand the women do not do melacha. The Torah carries on to bring something they heard from his brother Reb Yehuda. We know that the Moyadim, the Yom Tovim, are Niskan Keneged Ovos. Pesach is Keneged Avraham, Shavuos is Keneged Yitzchok, and Sukkot is Keneged Yaakov. Says Reb Yehuda, the brother of the Torah, that the 12 Chodashim were Keneged the 12 Shvatim. And he goes on to say that's how the Bachas Masbir, as when they were Chotu Be'egel, we, the Shvatim, each Shevet had their month, the Rosh Chodesh was to honor that Shevet, and when we were Chotu Be'egel, we lost that Chashivas, we lost that Yom Tov Rosh Chodesh. But on the other hand, because the ladies, they were those who resisted, they didn't want to mishtat on the Egel, so they got that back, or they retained this special day of Rosh Chodesh. Sorry? Yes. And the Gemara, it seems that if the women are not working, so the men are more relaxed as well. So the Shulchan Aruch says, and this is in Siman Tov Yud Zayin, Rosh Chodesh Mutar Basiyas Melacha. Rosh Chodesh is Mutar Basiyas Melacha, but Noshim, the lady, Shenoygoy, Shenoy Lasis Be Melacha, who Minig Toiv. It's a Minig Toiv. So it's quite a parable of in the Mechaba. Even the Noshim, he doesn't say the Chayovim, the Noyagoy Shaloy Rasis Melacha, and it's a Minug Toiv. And this is also based on the Tosis and Shabbos, that he says, even the Gabbah the Noshim, it's not Mamash Achiyuv Gomel, it's a Minug Toiv. So the Bi'alocha is very marich to try and understand what exactly is the message that the Shulchan Aruch is giving. When he says that it's a minig tov, is he saying, and therefore we all have to do it? Is he saying that it's a minig tov and it's kapask in the Shulchan Aruch, that that's, we all have to take on that minig? Or does minig tov mean he's being mishabeach them, he's praising them? Those ladies who have this minig, it's a good thing, but not necessarily everyone is mechuyev to keep this minig. So the Bi'alocha brings Dukim from different Rishonim, from Rabbi Yeruchim, the Mogen Avraham, and the bottom line he ends off is that the minig is very unclear how much that includes. How much Eser Melacha does that mean? And he ends off by saying, Akoponim, Kol Bas Yisrael Mechuyeves Linoig Lifresh Akoponim in Mixas Melachos Vishi Hevdil Ben Yom Zeh Lashayim Oisecho. The main thing is, Legabe Noshim, that they should be doing something different on Rosh Chodesh than they would the rest of the month. That means something should be, they should take a bitl malacha, they should take a break from some sort of malacha to show taka the chesivas of Rosh Chodesh. So previously we spoke about how we all show the chesivas we marve besuda Rosh Chodesh. In addition to that, there's a minig which is gepaskin that one should act that way, that the ladies do something or miss out something, refrain from doing some sort of malacha on Rosh Chodesh, because as we said, this is a special Yom Tov which was given them to be Shoima. What exactly is included in these malachas? So it's not clear. These are things that are tolibi minhagim. There were different minhagim in Klal Yisrael. Some refrained from sewing on Rosh Chodesh, from knitting, others from washing, kvisa. So it's something really, it's tolibi b'minug, and it's very hard to give broader guidelines, but the bottom line is, even if a person hasn't had this minug, or he hasn't been makbid on this, but he should try and discuss with his wife and decide on one thing they're going to try and she's going to refrain from doing on Rosh Chodesh, and that way she'll be giving this giving chashivas to this mitzvah, to this special day that was given to them as a matana. There's a shtick of the shayla in the pot, sorry? There's a shayla of even those who have an issa to do kvisa. What about a washing machine nowadays? The washing machine is much easier, just press of a button. It's not like in the old days it was a whole day of the washing day. There's yeshayim and a can and a can. But as we said, there should be just something that the woman is refrained from doing on Rosh Chodesh to show a bissel chashivas to the day. I want to talk a bit about Kiddush Levona as well. I don't know if we'll have time to finish, but we'll start a few protim. This is also a very special mitzvah that we have once a month. Something in the Gemara tells us, something very unique, very special, which we say, and actually we say it in the Nusach of Kiddush Levona. Rabbi Yochanan says that Gemara Sanhedrin Daf Mem Beis, Kol HaMavorech El HaChodesh V'Zmanoi Kilu Mekabel Pnei Shechina. His kilu is mekal pnei shchina, could be dash neposa chodesh hazeh, and it says there kili bamveu. And the Gemara carries on to say, il moli zochu yisrael el hagbu pnei avim shvashvam kol chodesh dayom. And therefore Abaye says, hilkoch nimrinu me'umud, we should say it standing up. So we see that Kiddush Levona, this special mitzvah of Kiddush Levona, is something which is reflection of shaychus and Kabbalas Pnei Ashkina, and it's taka the very various halachas, very interesting halachas that we find in Kiddush Levona, which are come out through taka this aspect of the Kiddush Levona being a Kabbalas Pnei Ashkina. So let's start, see what we can manage. When does the mitzvah of Kiddush Levona begin? When is the first time that a person can start being Mekadosh Levona? So the Shulchan Aruch says, this is in Siman Tov Chavov, Siv Dalet. We don't make the Kiddush Levona until Sha'avru Zayin Yom, and that's 7 days. And that's the minhag of many kiddush, they wait for 7 days. The Mishru brings that Roiv Achroinim, most of the Achroinim argue on that, and they say that from 3 days it can already be Mekadosh Levona, because the mitzvah Kiddush Levona is once, we'll see hopefully, when the Levona, the light of the moon, is Nikah onto the ground, that a person, when it's dark outside and he's got just the moon, he will be nana from it, he can see something through the Lubana, and normally that's only after 3 days, so that's the minimum from 3 days after Rosh Chodesh. So the Mishnah brings that, even though the Shulchan Aruch does Paskin, actually Avru Zayin Yom Ve'Le'on, interesting again, the 7 days which the Shulchan Aruch brings is Al-Pi Kabbalah, this is also the Nyonim of Kabbalah, Spnei Ashkino. The Swarm say because it has to go through the seven dashbos of the 7 days of the week, Chasam Sofer says to go through a Shabbos, but that's the halacha according to the Shulchan Aruch. The Mishnah brings the Achroinim, Roiv Achroinim argue, and they say that a person can say it earlier, and they say a person should say it earlier because of the Inyan of Zrizin Magdimun Amitzah, say Mechmitzin is a mitzvah, you go out 4th, 5th night after a Shchoy, that you see the Levona, Yeroya is a Levona, you should say the Bracha straight away, al Zrizin Magdimun Amitzah. Sorry, it's Tzoyl on the Moilet, yeah. Yes. The Zion is a Shlichin of Echlegs in Echroinim, if it's Tzoyl on the Moilet or on the Rosh Chodesh itself. However, that's in Sif Dalet. There is another Sif in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch in Sif Bey says, Ein mevorchin ala yereach elo b'moitze Shabbos k'shemavusum b'god of noim. Because like we said, Kiddush Levona is a very special mitzvah. It's a mitzvah you're being mekabel p'nei Hashchina. So it's befitting that when you say Kiddush Levona, it should be with a person who is in a good mood, Motze Shabbos, he's b'god of noim, and therefore we should wait to Motze Shabbos. So before we learn that the beginning of the mitzvah starts either on the 7th day or the 3rd day, Odoshdeit Nochadin, which is a Hiddur mitzvah, a Hiddur to wait till Motze Shabbos. The Ramah adds on, Ramah is based on the Trumas Hadeshen, that if a person waits to Motze Shabbos, sometimes he can be leaving it to the last minute, and what will happen is, he can, especially in the winter months, Mr. Rum points out, that in England where it's very cloudy, you might end up missing it. So Mela, the Ramah puts a cap onto that. The Ramah says, you should only wait to Motze Shabbos if it is by the 10th of the Chodesh. So this Chodesh Tammuz, so Rosh Chodesh was today, Wednesday, the next Shabbos is Yud. So Motze Shabbos is Yud Aleph. So then, according to Ramah, you will not have to wait, you shouldn't wait for Motze Shabbos. That means if you see the Levana before that, after Sereti, after Zayin Shlemo, after Gimel, Lefi Yom Minhag, then you should do the Kiddush Levana before. There is another Hiddur Mitzvah which the Bialocha discusses, and that's the Inyan of Verov Om. That a person should say Lekechila, even though the Mitzvah can be done Biyochid, Lekechila, a person should say Verov Om, there's a cloud of Verov Om, Hadras Melech. The Bialocha discusses how much is Verov Om, is it 10? And he brings from a Chayodon that even 3 people is considered Verov Om. So Mishra Berurah says that if it's come, let's say, the Gimel L'Chodesh, and now you want to be Kaddish L'Chodesh, let's say your Minig is after Gimel, or Zayin, whatever it may be, and you're only by yourself, so there's a Hiddur, night there's a Hiddur to wait to Motze Shabbos, there's a Hiddur to wait till Rav Om, wait till another night where you'll have another 2 people to say it with you. And the Bialocha adds, again, the same Halacha will apply, that if it's now past the day 10, Yud L'Chodesh, then you shouldn't wait any longer because we want to allow a person at least to have 5 days leeway in case it gets cloudy. So, still a lot more to discuss, maybe another opportunity. I just want to end off with a Ha'orah. We know that ladies do not do Kiddush Levana. Yeah, I don't think there's anyone with their wives, their daughters do Kiddush Levana. And the question is, why not? Why should ladies not do the mitzvah Kiddush Levana? So the Mogen Avraham, the Mishra Berurah brings the Mogen Avraham, says, because it's a mitzvah shesheshman gromah, that it's only in the beginning of the Chodesh, or made a noshem paturis. And even though normally, as man gromah ladies, especially the Ashkenazim, they do volunteer to do the mitzvah, again, al pi kabbalah, they don't do that. But the horror I want to ask is, why is Kiddush Levana called zman gromah? The mitzvah of Kiddush Levana is to be mevorech when you see the new moon. The reason why you can't say Kiddush Levana after day 15 is not because this man has finished. It's because it's not a new moon anymore. Once the moon is now waning, once the moon is getting smaller, it's not a new moon. Mitzvah says as man grammar is when you have I could say Luluf today, but there's no mitzvah today. I've got Zman grammar when it's test of tissue, that's when I'm a kaim the mitzvah. The Zman is Goyram the mitzvah. Kiddush Levona, the reason why I can only make it the first half of the month is not because there's a Zman. You can only make on the moon the first 2 weeks of the Chodesh. No, you can only, the mitzvah is to be Mekadesh, the new moon. A new moon is only the first 14, 15 days. After that, it's not new anymore, it's already waning. So why should that be called a mitzvah series of Mangroma? Sorry for you. Sorry?